This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner at the ready. We are, I think, for some people, believe it or not, folks, we're the primary source of wisdom for lots of people. And in order to do that, we have to be studied, measured, perfect in every way. That's what we are. That's what we're selling here. Perfection. You buying this, ladies? Perfection personified.
No, no one else is either. I don't trust perfect.
Really? Uh-huh. All right, well, let's see. Do we trust the government to make sure that we're okay for the rest of our lives? It looks like the Democrats are pushing, Jennifer, for a recurring stimulus package that will allow us all to be on welfare and live happily ever after. Is that about it?
Under the anti-American. Number one, yeah, you're incentivizing is. You're incentivizing people to just accept mediocrity, basically, yeah. And to just live off of the government and to not do what we were born to do as Americans, and that is create a better life for ourselves than our parents did, right? And to keep growing and to keep being ambitious and to keep moving forward. And instead, we stall out and we become addicted to the government. So that's number one. Number two, don't trust this. This is not the government saying, hey, Doug, hey, Victoria, hey, Jay, hey, Phil, you guys look like you could use an extra $1,000 a month. No, this is the government saying, I'll give you $1,000 a month while I spend $50,000 a month in your name. So this is the government trying to do a little sleight of hand trick, just like they did with the stimulus, handing you $1,400 and then spending $1.9 trillion on other junk. So it's a buy-off.
We're easily bought off, apparently, yeah. Easily bought
and,
out.
So I think it's a horrible idea. I mean, it's never worked. There have been places where universal income has been tried, and it doesn't work. And where does the money come from?
This is the perfect example, or this is the perfect end result of washing away the school system and education.
Let's go back to what you're talking about with the universal. So where is this coming from? Because I have not seen this proposal.
21 Democrats have signed on to what they call automatic unemployment insurance extension, which is
So if you're unemployed, okay.
Well, but what is
but you,
how does
the
that
way you said
you
it makes it
back?
Sound like you and I are going to get money even though we're working.
But ongoing stimulus. So what's happening is that they're kind of incentivizing people to not have jobs.
Yeah,
so the unemployment benefits.
No,
so even when the economy cranks up and there's jobs available, they're incentivizing this. So there's kind of two things at play here. There's a theory that's being floated that every time there's a stimulus package that they want to spend money, they're going to throw you $100 to say, hey, don't look over here because we're giving you money. But what's happening, at least I can speak to in California, there is an article, I think, in the LA Times last week about how restaurants can't find people now that they're getting reopened again. They can't find people to work. And the reason they can't find people to work is that people are making more money staying at home because the incentive is on the additional employment at the federal and at the state level. And so people who are working are not, or who are home are not wanting to go back into the workforce because they're making more money sitting at home than they are working again. And look, I can't blame them. If someone says, you can sit at home and make $10,000, or you can go back to work and make $9,000. What am I going to do? What is anybody going to do? They're going to stay home. So the government needs to stop incentivizing that, especially as the economy reopens. And I think what's also financially kind of troubling is the infrastructure package that's being revealed this week by the Biden administration, because in it, everybody, look, Democrats and Republicans agree on infrastructure, but this is not the bill for it because it only slightly addresses some of the failing roads and bridges in this country and spends a ton of money on green energy, Green New Deal pet projects. And to pay for it, because we forgot, we can't just continuously spend, they're going to raise the corporate tax from 21% to 28%. They're going to double capital gains. So if you are left something, let's say, Victoria, when your parents, God forbid, or when my parents or whoever, when somebody passes and they leave you a house, instead of paying 20% capital gains tax on that, you're going to be paying 40%. They're doubling capital gains. If you get
so you know what this does? This gives the Republican an entree in 2 years they'll wipe the Democrats out. At least people will be smart enough, hopefully, if the story is told correctly, to understand maybe when you see it on your tax return, that'll wake you up to these things. And one wonders why, where the common sense is. Some of the things that I've talked about for a long, long time about how weakening our education system has, how weak it is, and it's weakening our minds and weakening our status, basically, as Americans. So we give in to all of this stuff. Social
re-engineering. Well, and I think there's a lot of people who think if it's not about them, they don't care. They don't realize how every aspect of the economy, every aspect of the economy impacts them. I think there are a lot of people who have never owned a company before who are walking around there saying, well, they're just raising money on the rich or on corporations. That's just big business. But what they don't realize is that big business can afford high fancy lawyers to create loopholes for themselves. It's the people like me who has 10 employees that's going to be nailed by this because I'm a corporation, but believe me, I'm not a big business. I'm fighting to stay alive. And yet I'm going to be nailed in corporate taxes. So I think that, I think there's just a lot of people who'd walk around and go, well, I don't care. Biden said he taxed the rich and big corporations, and they can afford to pay more. But it's the little guys that get sucked up in it.
But that's part of the educational process. Again, people don't understand how the system works. Without these people who have created these businesses that have people working for them, nobody works, nobody has jobs. I use Spain as an example. There's no incentive over there to do anything that is in terms of business. Yeah, there are some businesses, some wineries, that kind of stuff in Spain. But Spain's not known for anything except people getting a guaranteed 40% of their whatever. I've forgotten how the equation works, but whatever it is, among the socialist countries, that's where people want to go who don't want to do anything.
Well, Spain has a lot of exports. That you say Spain's not known for anything. That's not true. Spain has a huge tourism industry. Spain exports in the food industry, especially wine and cheese and all kinds of fish.
Have you been there?
No, I haven't been to Spain, but I have a lot of friends who have been to Spain. They love it. It's like the greatest country they've been
to. Oh, listen, I'm not saying it's not a great place. It's a beautiful place. I'm just saying the people there are lazy. They don't have any incentive to move themselves ahead because they know they can depend on the government to take care of them.
Okay, we talked about this last week, and my question to you was, well, how come the government hasn't collapsed then? And it hasn't. So that was my question to you.
Hasn't collapsed because
how come the economy in Spain is it, by everything you're saying, it would make sense that the economy couldn't continue, but it does. And so how does that work then? If they're paying people, then how does that work? It keeps going.
Well, I'm no expert in Spanish economics, and I have never studied it, but my question would be, I'm asking it rhetorically because I don't expect you, Victoria, you Doug, to know, but it may not have collapsed, but has it grown? I mean, you don't really see Spain as like a superpower, right? I mean, nobody goes, God, if I only had the economy of Spain, they would be, we'd be great. I mean, I don't know that it's like a shining example of economic success, is it?
Well, I'm saying, not every country wants to be, I don't know, not every country maybe wants to take over the world. But I'm just saying, if you talk to people who live in Spain, we can talk to Hilaria Baldwin because that's how desperate she is to be Spanish. I mean, we could, if everybody who lives in Spain seems pretty damn happy. So if there's
they don't have to work,
but they are working. But my question though is
they're
they are
tapas and sipping wine.
That sounds amazing. That sounds amazing.
But
the country isn't falling.
Wow,
But my point though is the country still manages to have money give to people. So
I get that.
Where is it not working?
It's coming from tourism. The taxes
that's
on
one of the
tourism.
Things I said, right?
If you go through the airports,
that's our money,
there,
not theirs.
Yeah, they're not. They're
well,
not
then that's even smarter.
On their own infrastructure. But see, that's it. That's the attitude. Let's get something for nothing. And it just can't play out that way unless you want to give over everything in your life that you're individual.
Their economy right now, their debt is at 95% of the GDP, which is ridiculous. Their unemployment is
15%. What's our debt now?
Our unemployment rate is 15.8%. So they're pretty, I wouldn't say it's necessarily the shining example of a healthy economy.
In a moment, speaking of shining examples, we focus on China's genocide. Let's find out more about our friends in China in a matter of moments here on the DJV program. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Spring forward at Banana Republic Factory with 50 to 70% off everything. Shop season favorites from colorful dresses to easy tops from $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Enjoy 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Shop tees from $6.99 and joggers from $24.99. Plus, extra 15% off online. Exclusions apply. Shop the sale through April 6th.
Hi, I'm calling to schedule a shipment.
Indeed knows unexpected employee turnover can turn your business upside down.
Pick up is at 7?
Dee, we gotta hustle.
Like at Sumita's online chai company, to avoid back orders, she needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, so here we have our friends in China who have been accused by us of carrying out genocide and crimes against humanity in the annual Human Rights Report. The introduction of the report was done by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. I said the president would put human rights at the center of our foreign policy in dealing with not only our friends but our foes. So how is it any of our business? I guess that's a question some people might ask, although I think this is appropriate because the Chinese government is scum and the way they treat it's not, but it's not just them. It's the Russians. It's the Ugandans. It's the Venezuelans. It's the Ethiopians. It's the Yemenis. It's all around the world. And so what
well,
maybe most noted,
a lot of headlines last year. For
say
horrific,
that what?
Belarus also made
yeah,
a lot of headlines
right,
last
yeah.
year for horrific, you know, violations. And then the Muslim Uyghurs, the Muslim population in China for years. That I mean, they've been forced to be sterilized, raped,
so is it
forced labor, torture.
Yeah.
I mean, this
so
is us calling China.
Do we do
China
it by ourselves,
again.
Or do we get the rest of the world in like we're
the rest of the world is in
on China?
Yeah, the rest of the world agrees on this. I mean,
so how is it that
allies.
China can make such gains? Is it just because they're promising money
because
to everybody?
We're just writing letters saying, hey, stop it, nasty people. We're going to put this in a report. There are no additional sanctions going on China from the administration. There's not strength in the State Department right now. In fact, Anthony Blinken was embarrassed by the Chinese 2 weeks ago. So it's nice that he's writing a letter, but I want to see more than that. I mean, I think it's time. We need to demand
way
why the Chinese
time.
Were not transparent with us about the outbreak of the COVID virus.
Yeah. It's way past time. As far as I'm concerned,
well,
this
isn't
is really
new to this administration. This has been going on for multiple
right.
administrations.
Yeah, the Trump administration was the only one that started to call them out. Everybody else ignored them. Trump called them out, started to sanction them, and now what? Now what's happened? Now
well, sanctions are still in place.
Now we're handing money back to the World Health Organization. We've taken a much softer tone towards them. I don't know. I just feel like we need to see more, and we need answers.
Well, Biden
yes.
left the Trump sanctions in place, so some people wanted that. That's what they got. So
I think that's what they should have. Do we believe a recent study from the World Health Organization sponsored by the Chinese government? That's one of the things we focus on. The most recent DJV download. Get it at DJVshow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Twenty-three after the hour now, trending time on the DJV program with Jennifer Victoria. Jay's in charge of all of the things, answers to questions. You got a lot of people who are getting very active, and that's kind of cool. Thank you very much for those people who are following some of the things, answering questions, et cetera, et cetera. What's the standout there, Jay?
A big question that people are engaging with is, do you believe COVID-19 came from a lab, or do you think it was something else? And a big portion says a lab. Sean Watson believes it started at UNC Chapel Hill and was outsourced to China in 2015 by Fauci and Gates.
What?
That sounds like a March Madness kind of rivalry.
Right?
That's funny.
Where's the sarcasm font? Mel Dixon says it was a lab. Mike Zadra considers COVID a naturally occurring mutation of SARS and MERS.
Okay, well. It is people and their perceptions. It's kind of fun, actually. That's what I wanted to do. Okay, so there's another question you asked. Are you in a better place now than you were last year? No. What are people saying?
Yeah, there were some mixed answers. Some people feel like they're pretty much the same. Other people feel like, no, they're in a much better place. Annette Bleach is feeling more frustrated, sad, feels like the country is falling apart. Carla Seifert says she's in a much better place now, and people
really, like
no
more about that.
No difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you for or against vaccine passports? We were just talking off the air about how the government could use the TSA model if you're in pre-check and you get a number that you can put on your tickets. They're going to have a number that you know that legitimizes your card. And maybe that's something that, you know, sooner or later, maybe that makes it less painful than to have that card carrying around and show me your papers, that kind of stuff. And so what are people saying about that?
Well, Jay? Everybody is against it except for, like, two people who are not necessarily for it, but kind of like, I don't care. I want to travel. If I have to show a passport, I'll show the passport. If I don't have to, I won't. It doesn't matter to me. But other than that, everybody is pretty much highly against it.
See, but that's it. Part of the, what we were talking about before, the lessening, the weakening, if you will, the unstarching of what has made us great. Individual thinking. Everybody's going along to get along. And I would admit, frankly, from my point of view, the reason that I took the shots is because of things that I want to do in my life. So am I guilty of the same thing? I think about that pretty much every day. Did I go along with the program to get along? And more than no, I say yes, I did. So does that make me a weakling? Does that make me a wimp? What does that make me?
According to a lot of people answering on Facebook.
A sheep. Yeah. Okay. Well,
because you got a vaccine.
That term has been thrown around a lot.
So if you get a vaccine, you're considered a sheep?
That's what some people are saying, yeah.
All right, I'll send flowers to you when you're in the ICU on a ventilator.
It's unfortunate. Well, that's the thing. If somebody wants to get a vaccine, they can get the vaccine. We need to stop telling other people how to live their lives and being so offended.
Mind your own business. That's a very good,
If you don't want to wear a mask, stop being mad at other people for wearing a mask. Yep. If you want to wear a mask and somebody else around you is not wearing a mask, then choose your distance. Keep your own space.
Right. Thank you. All right, the story of this rep... who's under federal investigation for sexual misconduct. What's that? We've been working that over a little bit, too. What's the story?
Yeah, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. He's under investigation. There's an alleged sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl. He's denied it. He's called them horrible allegations and a lie. He said that this...
What do you expect him to say? Yeah, I did it.
Well, and according to him, he's the one that alerted the FBI because there were extortion claims. Allegedly, somebody texted his dad, wanted a meeting, demanded $25 million to make the allegations go away. So he and his family called the police to get in front of this, and the investigation started during the summer.
Yeah. All right. So when I asked this question before, has he come from money? Somebody must have... I mean, why would you... go after someone for $25 million unless you knew what the status was of their bank accounts. I mean, not the average person.
He reached out to the dad, not him. Not him.
Well,
not
so is the dad got money? That's does that make him vulnerable? Apparently, yeah, I would say that was the circumstance. All right. Good stuff. Thanks, Jay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As China strong-arms the WHO in its investigation to the origins of the coronavirus, World Health Organization advisor Jamie Metzl is reporting that while it is possible that the coronavirus outbreak started in the wild then jumped to humans, there is no evidence to prove this so far. New York police arrest the suspect in a brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman. 38-year-old Brandon Elliott has many charges, including assault as a hate crime. The Biden administration on Tuesday announced a set of measures responding to rising anti-Asian violence, including deploying $49.5 million from COVID-19 relief funds for U.S. community programs that help victims. The NBA's Utah Jazz charter plane was forced to make an emergency landing Tuesday after striking a flock of birds shortly after takeoff that resulted in an engine issue. The pilot declared an emergency and returned to Salt Lake International Airport. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As the national debt is over 200% greater than the gross domestic product, or GDP, the Biden administration wants to put more debt on the backs of our children, grandchildren, and perhaps great-grandchildren. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
President Biden is set to unveil his infrastructure spending proposals at a speech in Pittsburgh, but the two-part legislative package involves more than just infrastructure. The plan includes further stimulus payments as well as increased funding for health care and education. Biden's plan would raise taxes on corporations, capital gains, and individuals earning more than $1 million annually. As far as Biden working with Republicans on this proposal, Republican Senator from North Dakota John Thune says,
there's bipartisan support for infrastructure. There always has been. It's historically that way. But this is an administration that at least right now seems set on doing it one way, their way, or the highway.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Biden set to deliver that major policy speech on Wednesday.
On January 8, 1835, President Andrew Jackson paid off the entire national debt, the only time in U.S. history that's been accomplished. This week, TV celebrity and former NFL defensive end Michael Strahan underwent a procedure to close the iconic gap between his two front teeth.
Friends, if you don't do it, my business partner, be like, don't do it. I got to do what I want to do for myself now, you know.
Dr. Lee Goss at Smile Design in Manhattan, New York, performed the procedure. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, 34 at the hour. It's the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug celebrating American literacy as opposed to our illiteracy. Can you imagine? Listen to this, ladies, please. Only 51% of Americans can name all three branches of government. 71% can't identify the Constitution as the supreme law of the land. 62% can't identify the governor of their state. 63% cannot name one of their state's senators. So when we think about the charter of freedom that is our Constitution, when we think about all these people running around with their definition of patriots, I think that they're just passers-by. I don't look at them as patriots, a lot of these people that make a lot of noise. But if we expect to be ignorant and free, this business we were talking about earlier in the hour of having the guaranteed income to keep people from having any incentive to work, that's, you know, I think we're just doomed. And I don't want to think that of our country. I don't want to think that about what will be good for my family, my grandson, and other grandchildren to come. I think if we expect the country to keep going the way it is and basically not educate youngsters, we pay all of this money for look at how much money in the education department.
Doug, you're acting like this is just happening organically. This has been happening on purpose in schools and academia for decades.
Yes, I'm not saying it's organic. I'm saying
it's the reason that you see so many people who are so frustrated, they don't know how to change anything, that they burn stuff down, is because they're not taught how to change anything. They don't realize all of the laws and protections that are given to them by the Constitution, because it has been on purpose. It has been purposely removed from the school system. They want to make so much chaos and frustration. The ultimate goal is so that we burn down what the country was founded on and start over again. And that, to me, is just...
But why? What do they get? What is... I guess I'm naive.
Who benefits from that, though? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I know that I've heard a lot of people say that, but, like, I don't get who benefits from that. I think people on the far left, very, very, very progressive people who don't believe in the system of the country, who don't believe in the United States, who don't believe in capitalism, know that the only way to get the change is to show that the system is faulty and to burn down the current system so they can rebuild something new.
So wait, so a fringe group on the far left is responsible for not having civics taught in school? That doesn't
absolutely
really add up.
They've
to
taken.
Me.
Oh no, they've right. taken over. They've taken over academia. They've right, taken over
at,
the
yeah,
school
if
systems.
If you look at the, yeah, I agree with Jennifer on this.
I mean,
one.
I went to very
the
progressive
curriculum
schools.
Has changed,
right? But I went to very progressive schools, and civics was absolutely taught, and all of the stuff that is annoying now when you hear kids who can't write in cursive and kids who, you know, don't understand how the government works. I don't know. I just
it's gone now, believe me, we're getting older.
But why
we're
don't
aging
people
out.
Understand? We don't understand how our bodies work. We don't understand how our minds work. We don't understand how work works. How
go through
the
curriculum in an average public school right now, and you're not going to see this kind of stuff. And so, yes, Victoria, maybe you caught the tail end of it. I had civics. It's all started to disappear. This revisionist history has also started to appear in classrooms around the country. And so now, I mean, there's a, and I'm forgetting her name, but there is a city councilwoman in Denver who has basically laid out the plan. She said, this country is no longer working. We want to start over again. And so it is the very far left that has found its way into local office. Forget the big office. Everybody looks at Bernie Sanders. No, that's the tip of the iceberg. Look in the smaller offices. Look at district attorneys. Look at school boards. Look at city councils. And this is where it starts to infiltrate in.
You know, one of the things that does, however, I was watching for a minute. I don't usually pay attention. When I came home last night, I having my dinner, and I turned on television and on PBS that, what's his name, Gates, who does all of the work on...
Oh, I'm obsessed with that show.
Yeah, well, Estepatha Merkison was on. She's been a Dick Wolf protege forever.
She's
exactly. She's a great actor, very sweet lady, as it turned out, watching this thing, getting the story, the roots of her family. And what they found out in going back through studying her family was that her great-great-great-grandparents were slaves owned by the Jesuits. So you start thinking, wait a minute.
That's not one that comes up a lot. That's interesting.
No. And so I'm thinking to myself, well, how invasive was all of this? And is the information a plot to, you know, once again break down another institution? And then you start thinking about how the Catholic Church really is very corrupt, and there are examples of all of this sort of thing across the board. And so with the pedophile stuff, you go into that, or you go into the slavery, the ownership of slaves. Apparently, there was a big cabal. She was from the Midwest, I think. I want to say Missouri. I think that's where the family is from. And so she came from a family of five. Her father wasn't around, so her mother raised him, and they have that's something that when you have that circumstance, there's a lesson, and they learn how to do things on their own. And so it was just very interesting. And what got me were a lot of the things in her history that got her to where she is. But then looking back at the history of her family and what they found out about the slavery, aspects of her heritage, and the fact that the slaves that were in her family were owned by Jesuit priests or the Jesuit order in the Catholic Church. It's disgusting, frankly, when I think. And so when you see things like that, the reason I brought it up, ladies, is because when you see these sorts of things and you think about the breakdown, some of the fodder that has fired these people that Jennifer just described comes from those sorts of realities, things that happened that never should have happened, that were outrageous. And so when they come to light, then comes along the Black Lives Matter movement and people giving it credibility because
that kind
of
trauma
like
doesn't just disappear.
Right.
That
that's what I'm saying.
Is passed down through generations.
So
whether
if you look back,
acknowledge that or not, that's what happens.
America doing those sorts. There's so much great and good here, but we tend to have not paid attention for whatever the reason. The whitewashing, if you'll pardon the pun, of history, which has allowed these stories to not be told. So now they're bringing them up. I think that the Black Lives Matter movement has gone a little too far to the other extreme. But yet when we see or hear stories like this, you think, well, you know what? There's something to be said for not necessarily reparations, but for understanding what they've been through.
Yep.
It's a hard thing.
Every week I'm reminded, Lewis and I love that show, and every week I'm reminded of, wow, how good my family lineage has had it. And when you look at, it's like when slavery ended, people went, okay, well, go ahead and just go about your lives. It's like, that trauma, that stays with people. And when it has no outlet and it has not been addressed, and then white people go, oh, you know, you're free now, so get over it. Or people saying like, oh, well, you know, you were never a slave, so you don't have to worry about anything. That kind of generational trauma is very real. And so if reparations...
See, I don't see that.
But I don't think that's unique to people. I don't think that's unique to people of color, though. I think...
It's not. That's why I'm saying it is very real to generations of anyone who's been oppressed.
My family... As a family of farmers and janitors, but they taught me a hard work ethic. And so as much as, you know, we laugh and I say I've got a bazillion jobs, that's all I know because that's part of my legacy. So I agree.
That's an example of it. Yeah,
I agree that it makes people who they are.
Came from the same thing. My father was an orphan. He was never around. He was always working. And so that was what I grew up around, and I had the same thing. I got divorced because I was working all the time and wasn't home and didn't pay attention as much as I ought to my wife. And
right. So you're making my point, even though you just said you don't agree. But yeah,
I don't agree with going to the extremes that we have to make everything now go the other way so that every commercial on television is black people and every new show is
about
black
people. It's about what's the solution and the problem. Forget, I don't even make this about race. I think it is true that everybody's a product of their upbringing. And yes, I think that can be a generational process. It can take families a long time to dig out of something that one person may have caused in their lineage. I agree with all of that. The problem is that what's being taught in schools right now is that it's America is the problem and not the solution. And so people continue to create and perpetuate this idea of victimhood because big bad America is the oppressor when America is actually the answer. If we follow the Constitution, as much as people want to pull their hair out, is not racist. The Constitution allows everyone the right to get over whatever
but
has been their past.
But the people who wrote the Constitution were... Jennifer,
the point? The point is that America is the solution because we are all on an equal playing field and we have equal protections. So
we need to acknowledge
what you're saying, though, is if you use the system correctly, then the system being America,
if
the Constitution,
you trust it,
whatever
forget
you want.
The system, trust in the Constitution. If a black person who's been denied a loan
where a white person with the same credentials got
talk
it,
to the
so
banks. Talk to
the
big
system.
Business and talk to the banks.
Well, that is the system, though.
I have never met a person, and this is true, who has been asked, and I know that you guys tell me maybe it's my upbringing in California. I've never been asked on a loan application for any race. So I'm not saying it's not true.
Really?
I'm not saying
that
it's
four loans
never.
For four houses in California. I was asked my status, my sex.
They ask if you're married, and that's
my married status, and whether I was white, you know, whatever your thing is.
I've done a lot of loan applications. I've only had one mortgage, and I was asked what the race was, so I don't know.
Good conversation. All right, continuing with the focus on Jeffrey Epstein, or Epstein. How do we pronounce it?
Epstein.
Epstein, as we continue here. 45 after the hour.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
All right, 47 at the hour on the DJV program. So we have Victoria over. Well, all of you have been talking about Jeffrey Epstein and the latest from that can of worms. So what is it with involving his girlfriend as well, yeah?
Jen has all the details on this. But
yeah, there's Jennifer some new charges. It. Yeah, there's some new charges that have been filed against Ghislaine Maxwell, who was the associate partner of Jeffrey Epstein. And this new woman came forward. She said she had to wait for Jeffrey Epstein to die because she was so afraid of him. Because when she was taken she was in their grasp. I don't know if kidnapped or sex trafficked, whatever it is. She was 26 years old. She had an 8-year-old son. Ghislaine Maxwell was grooming her, repeatedly raped her with Jeffrey Epstein, and then sold her off to some person she believes was a local judge.
From on that island, that creepy island?
It doesn't say where they were, but it seems were near water because she wanted to call the police. So Ghislaine Maxwell said, okay, we'll call the police. Well, they obviously had two men dress up like police officers and come and say, if you call us again, we're going to arrest you for prostitution and we're going to take away and deport your little boy. Mm-hmm. And so she, of course, never called again. After that incident, after wanting to call the police, Jeffrey Epstein took her out to a body of water and said if she ever reported anything that he did to her, that he would throw her into this alligator infested water. He said that he had done that to lots of girls who had gotten out of line. And so she never reported him until she died, or until he died. And now this new story is coming out. It's horrific.
Where do these people come from? How do people develop?
Well, the scary thing is that Jeffrey Epstein he's got evidence of every single one of these perverts and these rapists.
It's evil.
It is evil. And so, that's why Epstein's dead. You cannot tell me
about
that
Clinton
was
and
faulty.
Prince Andrew and that bunch.
Saudi princes and so I wouldn't believe. Yeah, I mean there are tons of other politicians and world leaders. It's disgusting, absolutely disgusting.
Power. What does ultimate power do? Corrupts. What's that? There's an expression about power. Anyway, let's take a break here at 10 before the hour. This is the DJV program.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Familiar. That's what it sounds like all day, every day at Warren's house. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. His wife is listening to this and thinking to herself, oh, all day, every day, it's this. Here it is, the barking dogs. All right, so Warren is here. One of the big things this week, focus once again, Warren, on President Joe Biden's dogs, Major in particular. They came back to the White House. They were sent to Delaware when Major, I guess the younger dog, bit a Secret Service agent. So now they came back, and apparently he's done the same thing again. So what are they doing wrong here? What do they need?
Let me just state for the record. No, I'm not going to the White House. Let me just state for the record that this is a human problem, not a dog problem, right off the bat. You know, whenever a dog's going from one location to another, and I handle this all the time. I have clients that live in California that are moving to Massachusetts, that are moving here or moving in with a new person. It takes time for a dog to learn a new environment, to decompress within that new environment, and to be socialized within that new environment. Just to take a dog from one environment and place it in another environment, you can't expect the dog to react the same as you would have a child react differently. So the aggressive behavior that the dog is dealing with, from my perspective, is not aggressive. Aggressive behavior at all. It's anxiety or confusion, and that should have been dealt with way beforehand. However, it still can be resolved. Now, we were talking earlier, you know, years ago when Mayor Koch was the mayor of New York, I was called in to help with his dog, Archie, who had a little bit of an aggressive problem as well, and we were able to resolve it in time. I think right now, though, what's going to happen is, again, and I hate to say this, is the poor dog is going to be victimized because of the lack of response by human beings in terms of socializing the dog and educating the dog, not training, educating the dog properly about the new environment before taking him there.
Yeah. So in league with that, what happens to a dog who's brought into a new circumstance? Let's say there's a baby in the house, or the mother is expecting, the parents wonder what to do if there's a dog that's been around for 4 or 5 years. What do you do in that instance?
Well, you want to desensitize the dog to what to expect when the baby arrives. So, for example, on my website, I have, you can download the sound of everything a baby will make, crying, burping, whatever they do. Every sound is there. So prior to the baby coming, you have 9 months to prepare. Most people do. Is you desensitize to the dogs of the sound of what a baby's going to be all about. That's number one. Make it positive. Number two, all the smells are going to change, you know. So I would take a diaper and I'd put a little ammonia in it and get the dog used to the smell of what a baby's going to smell like. The mobiles, all of those things. And also, when a new baby comes into a home, when people come to visit, the first thing they're going to do is bypass the dog. Oh, that's a great dog. I love him. I've seen him before. Let me go see the baby. No. There should be a bag of toys and treats by the front door. Everyone who comes to the house, and that means grandma and grandpa as well, must stop, play with the dog for a few seconds so the dog doesn't feel that this new baby has taken away some of the things that he's going to get. So it's right. Really important just attention. To prepare the dog for the arrival of baby. Now, I actually use this, and I demonstrate this on the Today Show. I got one of those dolls that burps, that crawls on the floor, and what I did is for a month or two prior to babies arriving, I would use this to, again, show the dog what something on the ground moving is all about and how to react to it, not in an aggressive way, because they might want to play with his mouth. So all of these things need to be. On my website, I have an article. I wrote this article for Baby Talk magazine as well as Parent magazine years ago called What to Expect from Your Pet When You're Expecting. And so many dogs wind up, and cats too, at shelters when a baby is born for no reason other than their guardians have not taken the time to socialize them before the baby arrived. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Now, let's go one step further with how dogs are, and this fits into my circumstance and maybe a lot of people listening that are getting dogs. Where do they come from? Do you know if your dog came from? Like, I know where my dog came from when I rescued her. But some dogs are stolen and people sell them. Some dogs are kidnapped. Do you get, you know, sometimes do they come back? What's the percentage of dogs that get recovered once they're stolen or kidnapped? Do you know, Warren?
It's a great question. I don't know if there's a percentage, but it's a great question. But there are so many things that people can do now with the microchipping, and you have those trackers that you can use on your dog. And the best way to keep your dog from getting lost is just a simple leash.
Yeah. I have a.
I hate to say that, but it's really that simple. But there are things. There are psychics that people use. There are pet detectives out there that people use. But the best thing to do is to make sure. For example, listen, I might be a little eccentric. Imagine someone calling me eccentric. But my backyard is fenced with an 8-foot fence all around it. Every gate on my fence is locked. And my two dogs, they 5 inches high? Neither one can go over it or dig under it. However, when they're in the backyard, guess what? Warren or Denise is in the backyard with them. Especially nowadays, because so many dogs are being stolen, especially when people are walking them. So don't tell people where you're walking your dog online. That's important.
I think that's a California thing. I know the house that I rented a couple of years ago in Venice had a big fence just like you described all around it. And I felt great about Daisy being out there. Get all the tips, things from Warren's wisdom, Warren Eckstein.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.